To choose the scriptures for each Sunday, I mostly follow the order of the common lectionary. This is a 3-year rotation that, if followed precisely, has us reading almost all of the Bible during that time. It gives us 4 readings for each week, from the Old Testament, the Psalms, the Gospels, and the Epistles, or letters of the Apostles. I don't always look at all 4 because there is so much to unpack in a few verses that we just don't have time. We take these stories from our faith ancestors and find them in stories of our time. In examining them together, we are encouraged to ask questions, to unpack learnings, and then, mirroring our faith and God's teaching, take the best of what they offer into the world. Today, I have chosen 2 of the suggested readings. In the words of assurance, we heard a portion of the book of Isaiah, where we hear the prophet say that God invites us to move forward, not to cling to the past. God invites us to walk forward into something new, something unknown, and to know that God will give us what we need when we move ahead with faith. In the Gospel story for today, we hear words from the Gospel of John. We are given a small vignette that places us in the days before the Passover, with Jesus travelling with disciples on the road to Jerusalem. In this version, we see hospitality given with the sharing of food, care given personally to Jesus, and we hear the voice of greed try to disguise itself in the welfare of others, and we hear the voice of justice creating a new direction. One of the things in John's story that is interesting is that he names Mary, sister of Martha, as the woman who anoints Jesus. This Mary, as we have learned on other occasions, is very faithful and listens carefully to Jesus' teachings, taking them to heart. John also has Judas trying to make her choice feel selfish so that he can gain advantage. In the telling of this story in the Gospels of Mark and Matthew, no name is given to the woman. She is nameless. And the complaining about the choice she makes comes from multiple voices. In Luke's Gospel, the woman is nameless again. But she is named as a sinner, and judging voices around her question Jesus' motive in allowing her to even come close to him. Luke shows us Jesus identifying his host's lack of hospitality and comparing it to what the woman offers him. The main elements of the story remain the same in each gospel. Jesus and the disciples are invited to a meal. A woman offers something meaningful and special. Onlookers demean the gift. And Jesus calls attention to the need to focus on people and not money. Each of the gospel writers offer us their perspective, their lens on what happens, and they tell it in such a way that will share information with people and give them information to achieve a goal, the writer's goal. In the planning of today's service, I originally found myself thinking about what love looks like. What are the things of ordinary life, such as fragrances and tastes, that remind us of the power of love? What are the simple, powerful things that are offered to us in life that lift up others and embody compassion, understanding, and love? It was an act of hospitality to wash the feet of guests. They would be sore and dirty from walking all day, an act of care. It was the practice of the day to anoint the body before burial with perfumed nard. In this offering, Mary was offering care and compassion, but may have also been indicating that she understood, perhaps more than the other disciples, what was to come in the following days. But those around her didn't understand, didn't even ask what her actions meant. They simply judged. Remembering that women were not allowed to be in the public presence of men and that they were not considered equal citizens, we hear the men who witnessed this unselfish, brave act twist her actions with their mean-spirited motives. They tried to tear apart her reputation, her reasoning. Judas tried to use Mary to hide his own selfishness and for his own gain. Money was used as a motive to not give, but to take. In that small moment of time, the bitterness of self-involvement could have overpowered the sweet smell of love. But Jesus said no. He recognized the sacrifice Mary was making. He recognized that she, an unexpected female, had a better understanding of what was happening in the political and cultural world around them than many others. In all of the stories, Jesus defends the woman who sees a need and acts on it in defiance of others. In all of our stories, Jesus directs the disciples to put their future work and emphasis on looking after the poor, those who are disadvantaged, discriminated against, forgotten. But as this week unfolded, God changed my focus, as God often does. The world and words around me slipped into my head and into this story, and I found myself seeing this particular faith story challenging us to ask, where do we see the motive of money distorting the decisions that we make? Where are economics becoming more important than people? Where do we see people twisting the stories of others for their own benefit? Where do we see people's reputations and safety being destroyed to gain power for others? Where are we seeing unexpected people making themselves vulnerable as they tell their stories? And where are we seeing those stories dismissed and belittled, so that the goals of others can be achieved? Can we, like Mary, listen to what is happening around us and truly see what is the truth? Jesus accepted the vulnerability and the gift that Mary offered and admonished others to do the same. Don't question it. Acknowledge it. Accept it. Think about it. Jesus once again reminded folk that their end goal wasn't this moment, but the task of looking after those who were more vulnerable, and that this would be a permanent journey for them. Voices from many generations mixed together to help us make our best decisions now, to spur us on to be God's work of love in an ever-changing world. Jesus challenged power all the time when it used the weak and vulnerable to grow. Jesus always put the life and love of others before himself. Isaiah said that God encourages us to learn from the past, but to move into the future with love as our goal and the way forward. God will give us what we need to make this happen. What fragrance of love and hospitality are we offering to God's world today?